up and talk to you, ask you about that milking machine, because you know, I'm single too, I'm divorced, I'm a spurned lover. My nurse wife called me a womanizer and caught me with another woman and threw me out, you know. So I've got a dolphin erection arouser and vaginal stimulator machine, a small battery powered one here in the four wheeler with me. And they was telling me that you know about milking, cow milking machines. And I never tried that, you know, so I figured I'd ask you about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm an old cattleman from back in the 50s and 60s there. Yeah, I know all about milking machines. Well, don't worry there, Big Jack. There's always plenty of gals around. One will show up before you know it.
10-4, Del Rio. Yeah, well, when I was a virgin, I got my first blowjob from Miss Electrolux, my mother's vacuum cleaner. And let me tell you, once you've had Miss Electrolux, you know, you're never quite ever satisfied again. Because, I mean, you know, when you've got a date with Miss Electrolux, she sucks twice as hard and doesn't talk back. And I get a feeling that those milking machines might do something similar to that. Might be just as good, or at least it don't talk back.
Oh, yeah, there's a guy in here. He calls himself High Dollar. He knows all about those old Electroluxes there. Of course, see, I was a cattleman, and you know how that goes. Don't fence me in and all that stuff, but yeah, you just asked that High Dollar. He knows all about what you can do with an electric flux.
10-4, Del Rio. A High Dollar, huh? He knows about that, too. I think, I personally think that most, well, maybe not most, but, you know, probably over half of all young men, young boys, probably have, you know, played around with their mother's Electrolux, you know, when they were 12 or 13, 14 years old, you know, before they, you know, actually was with a woman. Yeah, probably more than half of all the men out there have had a date with a Miss Electrolux, but they just can't admit it, you know. They don't want to admit it. But I won't hide any secrets from anybody out here. I'll tell you right out there. See, I tell you, I was just popping. Well, I wasn't even popping loads down Miss Electrolux, because when I first had my first date with Miss Electrolux, I was still pre-puberty. I mean, you know. When you're that age,
those dry heaves
comes out, you know what I mean? No sperm comes out, you know. So I was doing that before I had sperm. And then one day, I finally got my sperm there and just done shot a big one right down into Miss Electrolux.
Darn, High Dollar, you ought to talk to that Big Jack. He's just long-winded there. You guys could have a ball.
Well, hell, Del Rio, I'm not trying to be long-winded or nothing, but I'm, you know, when I'm
possibly each other's.
I feel right now. Talk slow.
Oh, man.
It's taking a little bit longer to get out the same amount of words.
Yeah, high dollar euro. Show that big jack what Florida's all about. Because I don't have no carrier on him at all, and I can hardly hear him.
Well, I can't hear high dollar at all. If he's in there, I don't hear him at all. I don't. Where are you, Del Rio? What part of Tampa Bay do you live in?
Oh, I'm way over here towards the west, near the bayou. Before you head out to the beaches.
You're probably over near Oldsmar. I was in Oldsmar the other day there, checking out the brand new Walmart they got over there. And my girlfriend from East Tampa, 29-year-old Tabitha, a blonde, brown-eyed crack hole from East Tampa. She comes from Oldsmar. Her mother lives in Oldsmar. Are you over that way?
No, I'm straight west of Gandy Boulevard there. Heading out towards the beaches. That's why I can hardly hear you out here. I don't have no carrier on you at all. You might have to get that high dollar, that Kool-Aid relay.
Wow, I'm on the Gandy Bridge, but I'm on the Tampa side. And if you're way out west on Gandy, by the beaches, it's about 20 miles out. How far is it from the Gandy Bridge to the Gulf of Mexico? It's about 20 miles, ain't it?
I don't know. You'll have to ask that high dollar. He keeps track of every single little thing. Right down to the nitty gritty.
10-4, Del Rio. Yeah, I barely got a carrier on you, too. But I can hear you. It seems to me, if you're just directly west of here, I think we should be louder to each other than we are, but for some reason we're not. I don't know.